Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Wow, good evening, everybody. It's 10 o'clock. We're a little bit late tonight. I've had such a manic day, but I tell you what, it's been absolutely awesome. I hope you guys have had a really good day, or having a really good day, depending on where you are in the world. And welcome. It's Raising the Vibration with me, John Sabin, Spiritual Medium. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. Email John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can also get me on Twitter, John Sabin Psychic, and Facebook, John Sabin Psychic Medium and Healer. So tonight, I've had a really mad day today, so energy's feeling a little. Listening to that song, it always lifts me up that little bit more, you know, to come and do this this show and help raise the vibration, hopefully just a little bit, you know. That's what it's all about, just raising up one step at a time. So here in the UK, it is 10 o'clock and it's Wednesday. It is Wednesday. I've just finished doing a service over in Rugby and it's been a beautiful day. A bit of mad day. I actually forgot two readings this morning, which I managed to get to just in time, which went really, really well. And unfortunately, we have one of our local churches in Coventry that's closing down next week. I was very privileged to do the last Wednesday lunchtime service there, which was awesome. Spirit were coming in really strong. It was a really amazing service, lots of laughter, lots of fun, and some amazing evidence as well. It was really, really nice. So but we were talking the other week about things changing, the energy changing, new things coming in, getting rid of the old and stuff. And this seems to be what's happening around this area as well. With a couple of the churches, not just that one, Villiers Street. Apparently there's Parkside as well in Coventry that's also closing down soon, so I hear. So we wish them all the luck in whatever that is that they're going on to do. Because as we were saying, you know, getting rid of the old and bringing in the new, they're obviously closing down for a reason, to go on to bigger and better things and all the people that are there as well. So we wish them all the luck and a big thank you to everybody that's worked at both those places for many, many, many years, keeping that place going and helped so many people as well, you know, not just in the hundreds, but the thousands that have gone through the doors over the years, you know, spreading the word and the knowledge of spirit. So tonight, as usual, I'm sure we'll get some call-ins, some people ringing in that need some help. We've got a few different little topics to talk about One or two people starting to come into the chat room now, so I've got to say hello to Soul11. Welcome. I hope you're having a lovely day or an evening, depending on where you are. We do have, as per usual, some cards with us tonight to help us through the evening. We're only going to do an hour show tonight. Like I say, it's been an absolutely mad day. So Spirit have suggested just to do the hour show tonight. Because I've got another, let's say another busy day tomorrow. Hi, Soul11. Nice to see you with us again. And welcome back. So I was, there's these things on Facebook and we get these little posts and stuff that are around. There was this one post that caught my eye the other week, last week actually, and it's called The Egg. So I thought I'd actually find it again, which I have, and I'm going to read this out. And it was very, very interesting. I'm not going to say any more about it. I'm just going to read it and see what you think. Okay, so let me just open this up a little bit and see where we are. Okay, so this is called The Egg. Now, The Egg says, "Have you died? You were on your way home when you died. It was a car accident, nothing particularly remarkable, but fatal nonetheless. You left behind a wife and two children. It was a painless death. The EMTs tried their best to save you, but not to avail. Your body was so utterly shattered, you were better off, trust me. And that's when you met me." "What? What happened?" you asked. "Where am I?" "You died," I said. Matter-of-factly, no point in mincing words. "There was a truck, and it was skidding." "Yep," I said. I died?" "Yep. But don't feel bad about it. Everyone dies," I said. You looked around. There was nothingness, just you and me. "What is this place?" you asked. "Is this the afterlife?" "More or less," I said. "Are you God?" you asked. "Yep," I replied. "I am God. My kids, my wife," you said. "What about them?" "Well, they'll be all right." "That's what I like to see," I said. "You just died and your main concern is your family. That's good stuff right there." Okay. The next paragraph goes, "You looked at me with fascination." Okay. "To you, I didn't look like God. I just looked like some man or possibly a woman. Some vague authority figure, maybe. More of a grammar school teacher than the Almighty." "Don't worry," I said. "I remember you as perfect in every way. They didn't have time to grow contempt for you. Your wife will cry on the outside, but secretly relieved. To be fair, your marriage was falling apart. If it's any consolation, she'll feel very guilty for feeling relieved." "Oh," you said, "so what happens now?" "Do I go to heaven or hell or something?" "Neither," I said. "You'll be reincarnated." "Ah," you said. "So the Hindus were right. All religions are right in their own way," I said. "Walk with me." "Where are we going?" "Nowhere in particular," I said. "It's just nice to walk while we talk." "So what's the point then?" you asked. When I get reborn, I'll just be a blank slate." "Right." "Ah." "A baby. So all my experiences and everything I did in this life won't matter." "Not so," I said. "You have within you all the knowledge and experiences of all past lives. You just don't remember them right now." I stopped walking and took you by the shoulder. "All is more magnificent, beautiful, and gigantic than you can possibly imagine. A human mind can only contain a tiny fraction of what you are. It's like sticking your finger in a glass of water to see if it's hot or cold. You put a tiny part of yourself into the vessel, and when you bring it back out, you've gained all the experiences that you've had." Where's the next bit? You've been in a human for the last 48 years, so you haven't stretched out yet and felt the rest of your immense consciousness. If we hung out there for long enough, you'd start remembering everything. But there's no point to doing that between each life. How many times have I been reincarnated then? Oh, lots and lots and lots. And into the lots, and into lots of different lives, I said. This time around, you'll be a Chinese peasant girl in 540 AD. Wait, what? You stammered. You're sending me back in time? Well, I guess technically, time, as you know it, only exists in your universe. Things are different where I come from. Where you come from? Question mark, you said. Oh, sure, I explained. I come from somewhere else, and there are others like me. I know you'll want to know what it's like there, but honestly, you wouldn't understand. Oh, you said, a little let down. But wait, if I get reincarnated to other places in time, I could have interacted with myself at some point. Sure, happens all the time. And with both lives only aware of their own lifespan, you don't even know it's happening. So what's the point of it all? Seriously, I asked, seriously, are you asking me for the meaning of life? Isn't that a little stereotypical? Well, it's a reasonable question, you persisted. The meaning of life, the reason I made this whole universe, is for you to mature. You mean mankind? You want us to mature? No, just you. I made the whole universe for you. With each new life, you grow and mature and become a larger and greater intellect. Just me? What about everybody else? There is no one else, I said. In the universe, there's just you and me. You stared blankly at me. But all the people on Earth? All you, different incarnations. Wait, I'm everyone. Now you're getting it, I said, with a congratulatory slap on the back. I'm every human being who ever lived, or who will ever live. Yes, I'm Abraham Lincoln. I'm Hitler, you said, appalled. And you are the millions he killed. I'm Jesus, question mark. And you are everyone who followed him. You fell silent. Every time you victimize someone, I said, you are victimizing yourself. Every act of kindness you've done to yourself. Every happy and sad moment ever experienced by any human was or will be experienced by you. Why, you ask me, why do all this? Because someday you will become like me, because that's what you are. You're one of my kind, you're my child. Whoa, you said, incredulous. No, not yet. You're a fetus. You're still growing. Once you've lived every life throughout all time, you will have grown enough to be born. So the universe, you said, it's just an egg, I answered. Now it's time for you to move into your next life. And I sent you on your way. And that was a piece done by Andy Weir. He has done a little bit of a conclusion on the bottom. So let's just have a quick read of the conclusion and see how you guys feel about it as well. The feeling of you feel right now, like you are levitating over yourself. That's your mind being blown, elevated. You're ascended to a whole new level. I wish you have a mirror right now to see your face. And yes, it's inevitable to think about this when you meet someone else. You will start questioning yourself. Can my mother or my brother, my kid, my wife, my best friend all be me? You'll think of this when you talk with them. You'll start questioning even more. Can this waitress or Leonardo DiCaprio or Gandhi, all these terrorists, politicians, soldiers who died in wars, my boss, could all of them be really me? But that's okay, he says. Question everything and everyone. Start seeing the universe through the prism. Start seeing the world and everyone in it with this eye. Imagine if we all saw each other like this as one. So what if this is just the story? It's the story we believe in that matters. And maybe it's time to change the story and accept a new one. The story which will make the world a better place. It's not which story is true. All of them are. It's which story makes you a better person. A God. And then he's put P.S. The story is from Andy Weir, but when you think about it, you wrote this text for yourself. So, very, very interesting. And I'd be interested to find out what other people think about that as well. I thought it was a really different kind of piece. And another way of looking at things, because we do, don't we? We have that thing of what we send out always comes back to us as well. You know, the law of attraction, we have the karma that comes around to us as well. So, yeah, what a great piece then from Andy Weir. And that was on a, can't remember which site that was on now, that is on Soul Spot, that one, on Soul Spot. So, yeah, lovely little piece that was forwarded via Facebook. Okay, so we're just at 10:15. We've got about 45 minutes left to go in the show this evening. We're going to have a quick talk about development, the healing on a mass basis as well, because as we all know, the Earth and humans, humankind need this healing at the minute as well. We've talked a little bit about the churches. We'll do a little bit more about that as well. Also readings as well, because we all like to have that little bit of comfort, that little bit of evidence that spirit are around us, you know, and the angels and working with us. So if we've got anybody listening tonight that feels that they'd like to call in, the number is on the guest call in is 646-564-9523. Okay, and you can also Skype call in as well for those in Europe and the UK. There should be a little Skype button on the page that you can connect through through there. So, having a look at development, because we love to talk about development, okay? And development on a spiritual level as well as on a personal level, okay? Everybody, as I always say every week, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, okay? A human existence, okay? And everybody can connect with spirit. Okay, everybody can. Some people say that they can't, but they're just holding themselves back. If you guys want to connect with spirit, then you do it. You have free will and choice whether you wish to or not, because they work with us pretty much 24/7. Okay, every day of the week, every year, and they're always there to help us, whether it's our family, our friends, our helpers, okay, our guides or angels or more. And they're always there ready to help. And it's always nice to ask as well, because they like us to ask for their help, and especially with some of the angels as well. If you don't ask, they, you know, they won't come and help you. So if there's anybody got any questions on development and stuff, you know, feel free to come into the chat room, type a few questions on the number 646-564-9523. Now, development-wise, I'm sure near you guys, wherever you are, there is some kind of development circle. There'll be a spiritual centre or a church, a healing centre of some sort that will do open circles. Some of them do closed circles where you have to be invited to. But get yourself to an open circle. Try it out. And trust yourself. Trust in what you get. Trust in what the teacher or the circle leader, I should say, is helping you with, okay? And I'm sure you will be very pleasantly surprised at the stuff that you get. I remember the first circle that I ever went to, which was in Rugby. Actually, it was a Rugby spiritual centre. I just went in there with the guy that I was with at the time that was helping me. Aloha to who have we got there? Gail in Hawaii. Aloha, and how are you this evening? I hope you're well and enjoying the beautiful weathers that you've got over there at the minute. So as you probably heard, we're just talking about development and how to find a circle that's near you. Like I say, everybody can do this. It's just that free will and choice whether you want to. So, yeah, trust in everything that you get. Like I said, the first experience I had, well, it was quite a daunting experience because I hadn't really done a lot of this. I'd had a few private lessons with my mentor at the time, which was fantastic, and I'd got that little bit of connection with spirit. And I went to the circle, and I was doing it with people that I didn't know, you know. And if I remember rightly, the first night that we were there, we were all standing up giving messages. And I was, oh, my God, you know, I've only ever given a message to him before. And but I did it, you know. I trusted in spirit, and they came through for me, because they'll never let you down. They've never let me down yet, and they'll never let you down, you know, unless we need to learn a lesson at some point. because there will be a time when they turn around and say, well, do you know what, you need to learn that it's not you, it's all spirit that do the work. So yeah, they will make sure that we do learn that lesson. But trust in everything you get. And the best thing is, you don't know how you are going to develop and what you're going to do, you know, with the bigger plan that they've got for you. And everybody's different. Everybody works in a completely different way, which is also quite cool. So nobody can sit there and say, you're going to work like this and you're going to work like this. There is an organisation like that in the UK that try and tell people how they have to work in their affiliation as such. We're mentioning no names. But that's not what spiritual stuff's all about. Everybody's completely different, and mediums work in completely different ways. But that's entirely up to them. I'm sure karma will come round and give them a kick up the bum at some point. So, you know, trust in the things that come your way. And always find that healing as well is becoming a lot more and more and more at the moment. There's all different kinds of healings. Of course you can. Of course you can, Gail. Yeah, give us a call in. So, yeah, we were talking about healing there as well. So there's those more and more healing that's coming out, all different kinds of healing that's coming around the world at the minute as well, on a mass scale. I do the angelic Reiki, which is absolutely fantastic. It's so powerful. But there's ordinary Yushi Reiki, there's Shambhala Reiki, there's crystal healing, there's spiritual healing, there's psychic surgery. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on with healing. But even though I say, you know, this kind of spiritual healing and Reiki healing and stuff like that, healing comes in so many different forms. Even just from words, from your mouth, can help people heal on a higher level, you know, that they may need those words at that time. So don't be afraid to talk to people and ask them how their days are, and, you know, and give them some love, whether it's through spoken words or just being there for them, okay? And that's happened so many times for me in the past as well, when you've just needed, you just know that you need to talk to this person and just give them a little bit of your time. And sometimes that's just all they need at that moment in time. Okay. So mass healing and stuff we were thinking about as well. We're going to do some of that over the next few weeks. I've got a healing group that's going to come to my place, and we're going to work on the planet, because we know there's a lot of groups out there that do work on a mass scale. Okay, with places that need the healing, they're guided to from spirit and the angels to send their awareness to a place. Some healing to a situation or just that place at that time. Okay, so when that happens, we'll see if we can get a few of them as well on the radio. We've got some guests coming up on the radio in the next few weeks as well. Some of my very good medium friends have agreed to come on to the show. We're going to have John Sherry back probably within the next couple of weeks. We're going to work some dates out with them and get them on the show to take some calls. So Gail, yeah, you can call in for a reading. I don't know how you're getting on with that, but looking forward to taking your call. Also, I'm just being reminded as well about healing, and a lot of it is intention. Okay, so it's just a matter of sending that thought out, okay, of healing, and send it from the heart to a person. To a situation, or even to yourself as well, okay? Because it's always good to be kind to yourself, and always do some self-healing, okay? You can lay, even when you're just laying in bed, and you can ask your angels to come in. I do have a caller here, so we're going to go straight over to it. If this is Gail, we're going to find out. Here we go. Hello?
Hi, this is Gail.
Hello, Gail. How are you?
All right. Yeah, I was just like hoping for some insight and stuff. I'm going through kind of a major life change, and I think, well, my boyfriend recently passed away in a surfing accident. We've been together for 16 years.
Wow.
And I might have to move this summer, and I mean, I still want to stay in the same area, and I just like need some insight, like maybe starting over, and it's just been really stressful, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it has, and I'm sorry for your loss. But even though, as I say, I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, it's nice to know when you get this evidence that they're still around us, you know, and that they're literally just next door. There's been, even around this area as well, with friends and family and stuff, you know, there's been a lot of passings recently. And what I tend to like to say to people now is celebrate, you know, celebrate their life, celebrate the fact that they're going off on their next part of their journey. Because sometimes we get caught up in ourselves and how we feel. Do you know what I mean? At that time. So be happy for them that they're going off on their next part of their journey. Okay.
Yeah. Do you pick up anything on his side? Do you pick up readings from when people cross over or?
Yes. Sometimes we do. It varies. I mean, it's all down to spirit. They decide who's going to come through and what they're going to say. So if he comes through, I'll try and give you a description, because 9 times out of 10, they'll give me a description of what they've looked like. They'll give me some evidence of that, you know, of being
his
around.
His name is Ace Cool. That's his surfer name. His real name is Alec Cook. But yeah, he's he's a really well-known surfer, you know. So it was worldwide news when it happened. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Bless him. Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes through. I'm just being told to give you some cards in a minute. I've got some angels that are working around you at this time as well. So we'll see. Well, hopefully we'll get some spirit that come through. I'm just having a quick shot at these cards. We'll send the cards to them now. And see what they bring out for you. Right. Oh, I've got to pick 4 for you this evening. Okay. Right, you were talking about, because somebody's just talking also about, you said about moving, you might have to move.
Yeah, I'm joining the court system right now, because we weren't legally married, so I have to fight for the house and just to stay in. But I did make my legal system's a total mess right now, but I did make a small investment on the side, and I'm really hoping that'll go through by this summer, because I know when it does go through, that'll make me, I'll have money to move and everything, so I'm... Anything with financials coming up too, you know?
Yeah, I don't feel that you're going to move too far away.
No, I want to stay in the same area.
Yeah, you're still, as far as I can see, you're still going to be in the same area, which is going to be good. Because they're also bringing the key through, which is the moving, and that's why I had to give you the moving, but not too far away. Because they're bringing it through as a silver key as well, so it's not like a bronze or a brass or anything like that. It's a silver key, so there must be something silver that's quite relevant with you. Let's just see what we've got coming in here as well. So they're also... Also, there must have been a birthday that's either just gone or coming up with somebody.
A birthday? Oh, he just had his birthday.
Oh, he just had his birthday. Okay, brilliant.
Yeah,
okay.
He just had his birthday last month.
Okay. That's 3. Let's have a look at this one. Yeah. There we go. Right, so we've got 4 cards that they've picked out for you today. Let's have a look. All right, so your first card is Steady Progress. We acknowledge you for the progress you've made in remembering love in your daily activities. We can clearly see the contribution you're making to the world through your thoughts, feelings, and actions of love. Okay, so that's your first card. And as I was saying about the angels that were coming in to work with you, I've got 3 on this card, okay? But I feel that you all stood in the middle and there's one in front of you and one behind you. The one behind you is giving you the courage to move on. Okay, and to move forward. The one that's in front of you is protecting you a little bit, okay? Because you're obviously feeling a bit, you're obviously feeling a little bit vulnerable at the minute.
Right.
So they're protecting you from other things, okay? Just to not knock you a little bit further, you know?
Yeah.
So the one that's bringing up the rear, the one that's behind you, just giving you a little bit of a push, just little bits, just to give you that confidence, a bit of a push to move forward. Is there something else that you've been looking to do as well? I know you said you just make an investment, but is there was there like an idea that's come in that you've been thinking about, something different to give you some roots there?
Well, I made a financial investment. It's kind of hard to explain, but I'm pretty sure it's going to go through by May or June. And then when it does, that will be able to totally help me start over and, like, move and get my own place and stuff. But right now I'm just hanging, you know, I'm dealing with the court systems and it's a legal mess right now. So it's just like, you know, and then I don't know how long they're going to keep me in the house and I have to still, you know, fight for this. But I just think, you know, that's really one of the financial investment. I want to be able to move on, you know, because I'm in this house and I feel like I just feel weird being here, you know, like I need a new start, you know.
But I
want to make sure I'm secure before I move. I can't just move without that investment. But otherwise, I have to stay here in this place and just because of the, you know, the legal system right now. But they're going to eventually make me move. But, I mean, but let me have a new start. I still want to stay in the same area. But that would make me, you know what I'm saying, it will give me a fresh start. So that's what I'm really hoping, like, that'll go through. I'm hoping by May, June, you know, something like that, you know, fresh, you know, that way, and then I can start over, you know.
Okay, so moving on from the study progress one, this next one's quite funny. I've just had a look at it, and it's entrepreneur. Okay, so even though with this investment, and I said there was something else, that's around as well, that's coming in, okay, this is what it's all about. So the self-employment suits your disposition and intentions. Working for yourself allows you to better follow your intuition and divine guidance. We are your co-workers and teammates. We remain loyally by your side to ensure your success in all ways. So if there's something else as well as the investment, okay, keep your eyes open for little signs and things, because there's something else that's going to come around, okay? It's not big, but it's something that's going to give you a little bit of purpose for the minute, okay? Take your mind off things a little bit, okay? So that's a really good, perfect card that's come through for you there. And I feel that, see, in the back of the card, I've got the angel at the front who's holding the torch that's lighting the fire. And in the back, there's loads of little people that are working. So spirit working in the background, okay? So that says to me there is something there that they're working on getting ready for you, okay? You have got some more hurdles to cross, but you've been strong up to now, and you're fighting it. Okay, so keep going. You're doing well. It is hard.
It's been a challenge. You know, I'm doing a lot of this on my own, and you know, court systems. I'm just like, I feel like I'm in a pack of wolves. You know what I mean?
Keep going. You're doing well. And as I'm looking at this card, somebody's just going now. You're on the right path. You are on the right path, and you're doing the right thing. So,
I'm into a lot of spiritual stuff. You know, and I did write a children's book on star seeds. You know, star seeds. You know, our connections to the stars. You know, like the Pleiades and the Sirius. And I wrote a book on that. And so I know my Pleiadian connection. And I'm thinking maybe in the future, maybe write another book or something. You know, maybe a couple more or something. You know.
But that's very interesting. So there is something there then as well. So maybe it's time now then to get pen to paper.
Yeah.
Sounds like very much so. Yeah, get pen to paper, and you know, they'll come to you and they'll help you in whatever you need. Okay, let's have a look at the next one. The next card is be honest with yourself. Okay, look into your heart and you will know the truth of the situation. It's safe to admit the truth to yourself, for we will support and guide you through any necessary changes. Lean upon us for courage and the strength to take good care of yourself. Focus only upon your true desires, and they'll come to you upon angel wings. Wow, another one, another great card, because we were talking about the courage and the strength to move forward, okay? And they're talking about looking into yourself as well, because it's like I feel you've come slightly disconnected from yourself because of all this stuff going on. Yeah,
I've been so stressed out. Yeah, I mean, like I started smoking, and I don't even smoke because I was just so stressed out because I'm sitting in my house alone, and I'm like going to court, and I don't have any family here. So my girlfriend flew in to help support me because I was just left kind of stranded with everything. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my god, and my house is under construction, and I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? You know what I mean?
Oh,
so yeah, it was very challenging just with the whole, you know, situation, not only him, but the house and the legal and, you know what I mean? So I was just like, I wasn't sleeping, you know? So I'm like, you know, so I'm trying to get past that stage because it's, you know, it's a challenging time in my life. And being with someone for 16 years and they, you know, in an accident. So it's just like, wow, you know, so.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else have we got on this card? So we've got these clouds. Life hasn't been that easy for you, has it? You know, you've had your own struggles and your own stuff going on. Obviously, see, they're bringing through like emotional stuff. Of course, you've got emotional stuff going on at the minute.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also somebody around you as well that had a chest condition.
With a what condition?
A chest condition.
Oh, a chest. Well, maybe because my girlfriend that flew in here, she smokes a lot, and I started smoking. I mean, I'm not a smoker, but I just started smoking because I was so stressed out. So maybe she has, because she does smoke a lot, maybe it's related to her because she's staying with me right now. I don't know. Maybe I'm starting a chest thing because I started smoking, too, because I was so stressed. You know, we're, like, rolling our cigarettes all day, you know, like, to do it the cheap way, you know, and I'm like, but, you know, it's just a phrase I'm going through so I can just get through this, and I'll get back on my normal health kick. It's just, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a stress reliever right now just to get through what I'm going through, you know? So maybe we both have a chest condition right now.
But no, this is somebody that's passed, okay? It is somebody's passed.
It was him. I don't know. Maybe, okay. I don't know. I mean, you didn't really smoke, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, you know? Lying, surfing, smoking. I mean, you didn't really smoke that much, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know yet.
Okay. So this gentleman that's here, he's probably about 5'7" in height. Okay. He's got a little bit of a tan on him. He's got short hair. There was a tattoo somewhere as well. Oh, right. Okay. I don't feel this is him. I feel this is somebody that was related to you.
Oh, a chest. Oh, maybe my uncle, but that was when I was a kid.
Mm.
He had a chest heart condition. He had dark brown hair, and he passed because of a heart thing and a chest thing. But I don't, I mean, that was like when I was like 16, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. They're always with you, and they're always around, you know, even if they're just coming through to help you at this time, okay? So this guy here is having a quick chat now as we go into the last card. And it was quite funny that you were talking about that you were sitting in all the time because your next card is fresh air. And he says, your body needs refreshment.
Yeah,
generated by grass.
I really stressed out. Yeah.
So spend time outside, as near to Mother Nature, as cradle as possible. Open your curtains and windows and refresh your home as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys? Just seeing if they're going to bring anything else for you. Okay, yeah, so there's going to be another book that's coming for you to do, okay? There's some ideas that are going to come in for you, but I'm going to get these ideas when I get outside, okay? Whether it's out on the water or whether it's just outside in the fresh air, okay? And it's going to be like a little bit... It's going to be like a little bit of an Isaac Newton thing, because you're just going to have the apple that falls on your head, and then you're going to have that bright idea of what it is that's going
to
come in.
Yeah, I go to the beach. I help me go jump. I live near the ocean, so I go jump in the water, and we sit out in my yard a lot. And I have a, you know, a little tropical yard, so we sit outside, you know, a lot. And then when I need to get away, I have to go jump in the water. The ocean is what rejuvenates me.
Superb. Superb. Of a portal thing going on here, so I feel that if you don't meditate, there's a little bit of a meditation that's coming in with because you talked about the Palladians and stuff earlier on, and somebody's going to come out of this portal to help you and to talk with you about some issues or something that's going on, and they're going to help you quite a lot. And you'll notice it's a quite a pale guy that comes through as well. This happened to me the other night, so they're taking me back to it. Get yourself
that
time.
That is pretty cool. I mean, like, they'll come out physically and talk to me, or is there a dream state?
It'll be like in a meditation. So So it, I suppose in like a dream state, but in just in the meditation. So you'll be awake, but obviously just close your eyes, go into the quiet.
I know my connections with the Pleiades. So I've been into that the last few years, and you know, it's awesome stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So what's the what's the books that you've done then already?
The book I wrote was called Star Seeds in Hawaii, and it was just a preteen book. I wrote it, I put it on Amazon, and it's just basically a children's book. It's, you know, full color, but I wrote a story talking about Lemuria and Atlantis and how, like, you know, back in the old ancient days, our connections with the star people. And I also talked about a lot of environment issues. I'm very much involved in environment issues, you know, like, you know, the GMOs and against, yeah, you know, Monsanto and stuff like that. And then also about how we need to keep our oceans clean and, you know, and our connections with the Mer people and, you know, so it's just a story, like, where I could tell in a story so that way they didn't think I fell in the rabbit hole a little too long, but enough to explain it in a kid's story. So all the information I learned, I told it in a story. So that way people would be like, oh, the Pleiadians, Sirians, you know, you know what I mean? Like, a way to get it out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, brilliant.
And it's a full color book, you know, so.
Fantastic. Well, you've just advertised it there, so hopefully some of the listeners will get out and get it and have a read. I'm certainly going to get hold of it and have a look.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, Star Seeds in Hawaii. Yeah, it was just like a project I did for myself. I really wanted to do that. So when I had my awakening, I was like, oh, this is so interesting, you know. It's just fascinating. And then I started meeting people, and I went to Arkansas, and we dug for crystals and found out our Atlantis connection. And I know my past life to Atlantis and Lemuria, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it was all just coming all at once, you know what I mean?
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, love every experience that you get, you know. And you're still doing stuff with them, or is
Am
it just chilled
doing...
up a little bit? Yeah, are you still working with them? You still working with them now?
I'm still connected. Well, I'm still, you know, connected with the people and stuff. But right now, at this stage in my life, I'm kind of on a setback right now until I get through this process. You know what I mean? But I'm still connected to, you know, like I said, I'm just going through this one stage in my life right now. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of on a back burner right now. But yeah, you know, I still study and research, but I just haven't been doing it that much for the last couple, you know, 3 months because of this whole, I've been just trying to survive the last 3 months, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cool. I feel it'd be good for you to get connected back with them because, you know, like I say, this guy's going to come through this portal in meditation. So, you know, they've got stuff that they want to help you with. You know, that's what they're there for. You know, they're there to help us and we're here to help them. So, you know, ask them for some advice. You know, that they'll give it you more than.
Yeah. I think so too. It's just getting over this challenging part of my life and then I can move forward, you know. It's just scary having to start all over, you know, after you're with the one for so many years, you know, and then it's like, then I'm losing the house. It's just not that, but losing the house and everything, you know, it's just like, oh my God. But then, you know, like I was saying, I hope, you know, the one that financial investment becomes, that'll make my life start over and I'll be okay. It's just that part where I'm like, when's it gonna come through? I'm kind of scared, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, I'm like, I'm on the seesaw right now, but once it does, then I'll build and move forward and just, I'll be in a better frame of mind because, like, I'm in the house and I get kind of creeped out in my own house at night. Not because I'm, like, scared of, like, you know, face of a ghost, but it's just, like, it's just a different feeling being in here. It's just empty and it's quiet and it's just, like, you know, it's just, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like, I don't even, just, I feel like I'm in baggage now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, bless you. Well, it's all going to change soon enough, so just hang in there. You know, you're doing well, you're on the right path, and everything will all come good.
Okay, well, thank you so much, you know.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure, Gail. Thank you very much for calling in, and, you know, I hope it's helped.
Okay, well, thank you again, so.
All right, okay, bless you. Well, keep in touch
okay,
with us.
Okay, well, I'll follow you on your show, so thank you.
Bless you. All right, you take care. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow. Oh, poor old Gail. lost for words there a little bit. But good luck to you, Gail. You know, keep that light at the end of the tunnel. Get connected back with your helpers, your guides, you know, and the Palladians and so on, because that's what they're there for. They're there to give you some help. So bless her. Okay, so time's getting on. We've only got about 15 minutes left of the show. I've got another caller there, so we're going to go straight over to our other caller. Hello there, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool, and what's your name?
Veronica.
Veronica. Hi, Veronica. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow, lovely. I bet that must be nice this time of year. Or is it cold?
It's all right.
Yeah, good, good, good. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I just have a question. I got reconnected with someone after 35 years.
Ooh.
And I need you to tell me, is this going to be going somewhere or don't waste my time with this person?
Oh, now, oh, relationships are great. I love getting that question about relationships. It's a really, really interesting one. The first thing I'm going to say to you is this person has come round for a reason, okay? Especially after 30 years. For what reason? You have to find out.
That's the thing. Like, did my husband send him? I don't. The way it happened is it was bizarre. It's like, he came out to the blues. I had now started getting over the death of my husband after it took me like 5 years, and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
this year I'm going to start go out and put myself out there, and there he come along.
Okay, so you asked the universe in a roundabout kind of way by saying, I'm going to put myself out there and look for something. And all of a sudden, a friendly face comes around the corner. So you ask the universe for something, and he comes around the corner, and he's there for you. So he's come back into your life for a reason, okay? Just waiting to see if anybody's going to say anything on this one. Okay, they're saying life lessons. So I feel I've had this as well in relationships where people come round or a new relationship comes in, and I have to give it my all, you know, when you start questioning things. But as soon as you start questioning things and why this and why that, you start putting little blocks up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't give your 100%. Into that relationship or whatever it is that you're doing. So you're stopping yourself from learning certain lessons. Now, with this person that's come round, like I say, he's come round for a reason, and you will learn whatever it is that you need to learn from this person, okay, for however long that he's with you for. Fingers crossed, he'll be with you for a while, you know. But, yeah, take the lessons with love of, you know, of what comes round and the experience that you have together.
Yeah,
okay.
We did it through high school, and it lasted for like 3 or 4 years, and then we got separated. I went to one country, he went to another country, and we talked for a little bit, and then we lost connection. I got married, I lived my life, he got married, he had kids, and then here it is 35 years later, he found me.
Wow. Wow. What a great story.
And it's been like 3 months we've been talking and seeing, meeting up and stuff, and it seems like 35 years hasn't gone by.
Brilliant.
The feelings are there,
yeah.
Even stronger than when we were kids.
Fantastic. So don't question it, just enjoy it. You know, like I say, enjoy everything that comes with it. Let's we're going to ask the angels and see if they're going to bring anything out with this as well, because we're going to pull some cards for you. Let's have a look.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to pick you three out. 1, 2, that one, 3. Okay.
That's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Your first card is Cupid.
So I've got a lovely little angel on here with a beautiful heart. They're blowing bubbles of hearts, okay? We send great waves of love into your heart and mind, awakening your love for life itself. Your clear decision to accept and enjoy romance has triggered this reawakening. Oh, how perfect. Allow yourself to spontaneously celebrate love in all its glorious aspects. Exactly what we've just been talking about. How cool is that? That's amazing. So yeah, you know, even coming from the angels there as well, the Cupid card. So that's absolutely perfect for you. Brilliant. So yeah, enjoy everything that you get, you know, and every experience that you have together. Keep the communication running because, you know, relationships always fall to pieces about communication, don't they? So yeah, beautiful that is.
But
the other card.
Relationship. He's still in a relationship. He's still married.
Scandal. This is better than UK's EastEnders. This is. He's still married. Oh, good grief.
And he came looking for me. He said he's been looking for me for a couple of years.
Wow. That's... Right, okay. Sorry to laugh. But that's like... it's like something you'd watch on telly, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Right. So he's obviously found you, and he's come looking for you, and now he's found you. At some point, you know, you're going to have to say, well, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it, mate. what's it going to be? You know, he's the one that found. Yeah, he's the one that found you out. So, you know, interesting. Everybody's gone a bit quiet in the room. Even the angels aren't saying anything. They just stood there. Interesting. That one's okay. So yeah, they just reminded me. Life lessons. So there's obviously going to be choices to be made, and obviously for him as well. Okay. When that's going to happen is that they're not saying. So go with what you feel on it. Okay. There again, it's going down to experiences and lessons, okay? If it gets to the point that you feel that he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing or being the person that he's supposed to be, you'll get that feeling. If he's going more into it and stuff, you know, he's going to have to put up or shut up one day, isn't he, really? He's going to have to do one or the other. Okay, right. We'll go straight in for your next card. It's your life purpose. The purpose of your life is to serve in a way that brings great joy to yourself and others. Don't worry about finding your purpose. Instead, focus upon serving a purpose, and then the purpose will serve you. Bit of a riddle on that one, but a great card. So have you been, obviously without the relationship, have you been feeling a little lost lately?
Before he came along, yes, I was lost, I was confused, and you know, and then
okay.
Since he came along, like, everything fell right into place. I'm comfortable, I'm happy, I'm content. I'm not looking for him to leave his family right now. I want to get to know him, and okay. I want to make sure this is what I want, so before I even say anything, you know.
Oh, brilliant. So it sounds like you've got full control over this. Good for you.
I don't want to be hurt, or I don't want to hurt him and his family. I mean, I know what the outcome is if you get caught, you know. But
yeah,
he keeps telling me he's not happy. He's never been happy. He's always loved me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm the one that got married and left him, so.
Right, okay. Yeah, and that sounds like something that a lot of blokes say, isn't it? I like the way you put the blah, blah, blah in it as well. That was funny. that was brilliant. Yeah, very interesting. Right. That was another great card for you. But your last card is even better because it turns around and it says, go for it. Your prayers and positive expectations have been heard and answered. We've been working with you on this situation since its genesis, and we continue to watch over you and everyone involved. Stay on your present path. You very far indeed. Awesome card. To finish that off, you know, everything that it says in it as well, you know, that they've been working with you on this situation since its genesis, and we continue to watch over you and everyone involved. Stay on your present path. So you've got control. Keep having that control. and if it's right for you, then you can move forward, or you know, ask him to move forward at that right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What great cards. Is there a project? Is there a project or something that you've been looking to do?
I just left my job and I'm looking. I'm trying to find another one, and I'm deciding like going into a different field, a field that I'm familiar with that I've been out of for the last 12 years. So I'm trying to get back into that. So that's
brilliant.
The only.
Yeah, excellent. That's going to be perfect for you. Absolutely perfect. It's going to take time. It's going to take a little bit of effort, but you'll get into whatever it is that you're going to do, even whether it's for a short term or long term. But yeah, that's going to be really good for you.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Somebody's throwing you some flowers over as well. I've got some lovely yellow flowers, daffodils over here, which are beautiful yellow flowers for upliftment, and also a little bit of knowledge coming your way as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. So lovely flowers being thrown your way. I've got some lovely little wild flowers as well. There's some little orange ones and some purple ones and stuff coming. So they're sending you some lovely colours to lift you up a little bit, and move you forward. So, yeah, take that with their love.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and good luck with everything. I hope it goes exactly how you want it to.
Mhm. Okay. Thank you again.
All right, you take care.
It was a pleasure.
All right, thank you very much, Veronica. Lovely to speak to you.
Same here.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was an interesting story. But yeah, Veronica, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Well, we've literally just got 3 minutes left on the show, so I'm going to quickly take one more call. I'm not going to get to 774, I'm afraid, but we'll see if we can get into this last one quickly. Hello there, how are you? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm great. I'm just in the middle of a big snowstorm where I live, but it's all
no
good.
No way. That's awesome. Where
yeah.
are you?
I'm in Northern Ontario in Canada.
Wow. Brilliant. What was
Very
your name,
far
sorry?
North. Okay, my name is Laurie.
Laurie.
Yes, Laurie.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. Snowstorm, that's fantastic. Right, we've literally just got a couple of minutes.
I know.
How can I help you?
I'm just looking for any messages from angels or guides.
Okay, let's go straight into these then. Okay, Matt.
Can I ask
blue...
where you are?
Yeah,
Can
I'm
I
in the UK.
Where you are? Well, that's what I thought when I saw that. Okay, interesting.
Coming in there for you. Right. Okay, we've got two cards coming out for you in a couple of minutes. Oh, wow. Awesome. Focus on service is a card for you. And as I'm looking at this, I feel like there's something else that I should be doing. something that's going to help a lot of people in the end. So it's, I don't know whether this is a position of work or something, but I feel there's something else I should be doing that's going to help other people. It's like a service role.
Okay.
Your soul desires only to joyfully serve and to swim in the constant stream of bliss. The stream continuously feeds you everything you need. Put your entire focus upon staying in the stream of giving and receiving in every situation and all that you do. So I do feel there's changes that are coming around you as well. Okay, have some of these changes started now? Is something else coming in?
So, I just bought a brand new vehicle and I went bankrupt many years ago. And I just, you know, financially, I'm doing really well. I bought a really beautiful vehicle. And so that's a big change for me, yeah.
Brilliant. So there's something that's going to come with that that's going to be able to travel and go and see people and do some service work.
Yeah.
Okay, very, 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 very quickly, because I've only got 45
seconds. Yeah, I know.
Is ask. Okay. Make sure that you ask the angels to come and help you, okay, and spirit, because
okay.
they're there. They're governed by many universal laws. And you know, we have free will and choice whether we obviously of what we do and where we go. But yeah, ask is your final card. Okay.
Thank you.
Ever so sorry to cut you short, but I've literally got seconds
That's
to
fine.
Go. All
That's,
right, you take care.
Thank
lovely
you.
To hear from you.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
Lovely show tonight. Literally 10 seconds left to go. We're back again on Sunday at 9:30. Okay, so 9:30 we're on Sunday. I will try and get these guests on as well. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Thanks very much for listening and calling in.